This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, and the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo Podcast for more intense sexual themes. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions, which opens up bonus content. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Fooling with His Best Friend's Mom by Ian Snow. "You think I won't?" Jasmine asked the young man sitting on her couch. Malcolm gave his best friend's mom a lazy smile. "Not in a million years." Jasmine hated that grin. Hated that she liked it so much. Hated that she wanted to fuck the smile right off his face. In Malcolm's irregular visits when he came home from college, it was like some light bulb came on. She felt something raw and primal she didn't understand. Malcolm wasn't ugly, but he wasn't handsome either. At 20, he was pretty much a physical wallflower, not fat, not skinny, not anything. But the way he looked at her, devouring her with his eyes, it made Jasmine want to drag him to the bedroom and never stop fucking him. And then there was the way the girls his age looked at him. Whispered about him. Giggled about him. Nod at him. They watched Malcolm with secret smiles, the kinds of things that made a woman want to know just what they were smiling about. It would be an odd pairing to any outside observer. In her late 30s, Jasmine was the definition of a hot mom. She worked hours in the gym every week to keep up a trim waist and a tight ass. Her tits had always been what men noticed first, but it was when they caught a look at her innocent face that they realized what a fuck bunny she really was. Jasmine knew it, and liked it. Like being the hottest mom at the bake sales, at the games, at her husband's work functions. She liked men drooling over her. But none of them, not even her husband Francis, made her so fucking wet as Malcolm goddamn Williamson, and she had no clue why. She didn't know why he was home. It was their special day, and it happened to fall on a weekend. Ever since Malcolm started hanging around with Loren when they were just kids, he shared a love of April Fools with Jasmine. The two of them were the only ones in their respective families who didn't see the holiday as a pain in the ass. It started small. Malcolm bought some fart spray, he was 12 at the time, and squirted the driver's seat of Jasmine's car generously with it. She put a fake but realistic-looking spider in his backpack, nearly making him pee himself at school when he found it. The next year, he got her by coming over the night before, ostensibly to hang out with Loren and play games, but in reality to add cayenne pepper to the blender. Jasmine was on a smoothie kick back then, and got a hell of a surprise when she made one the next morning. She got him back for that by driving to the school and bribing her friend May in the principal's office to let her into his locker. She filled it with stuffed animals and left a note on the door saying, "I know you get scared sometimes, so I left you some friends to keep you company. Hug one, and all your troubles go away." He called her up 20 minutes later, laughing so hard he was nearly crying. So it went throughout the years until he turned 18 and the games turned to yearly dares. That April Fool's, when Loren was out golfing with his father, Malcolm came over. On her third glass of wine for the night, Jasmine was pleasantly buzzed and told him she was disappointed there weren't any pranks that year. Malcolm told her he was pranked out, and truthfully, so was she. Then he suggested a game instead. She thought he meant a board or a video game, but no, Malcolm had a different idea in mind. Truth or dare, but in the years since, it had always been dares. There were limits then. Malcolm asked to see Jasmine's boobs with a hopeful dopey grin, and she laughed him off. But by the end of the night, she agreed to jump on the trampoline in her tight tank, and he watched, stunned and so hard by the time she finished she knew he had to hurt. It made her giggle, and secretly, the thought of the 18-year-old wanting her that badly turned her on a bit too. Then came college, and that vague seed of attraction planted that April Fool's Day blossomed into something more, something darker, more urgent. With every visit, Jasmine had a harder and harder time remembering the sanctity of her vows to Francis. She saw Malcolm, saw the unchecked lust in his intelligent eyes, and a fog of desire slipped through her mind. They missed last year's April Fool's since he was in college, and it was on a weekday. But it didn't stop Malcolm from texting her, and saying they should keep the game going. She replied with a simple, "How?" Knowing full well he would want a picture of her boobs or her ass. "Do something sexy for me," he responded. "Little pervert," Jasmine wrote back. "Yup." That made her laugh. She meant to ignore his request and let it go, but all day, she thought about those words, "do something sexy for him." It was hot the way he commanded her like that. If she thought about it for overly long, inevitably she started thinking of more, of Malcolm in his dorm room, jacking off to her ass, to her tits, to her smile. And when Jasmine started down that road, a dizzying heat swept through her, making her so wet all she could think about was fingering herself to him. By the late afternoon, she got no work done and was staring sightlessly at her computer when she finally said fuck it, and went into the bathroom to tug up her blouse and take a picture of her tits in her bra. It wasn't anything particularly sexy, so she turned in profile to the mirror, raised the shirt, and made a face like she just came. That was it. That was the one. Before Jasmine could think about it overly long, she sent it to Malcolm with the line, "Now do something sexy for me." Predictably, he sent her a picture of his hard cock tucked away in his shorts, followed by another of his hand inside his boxers with a caption of, "This is what you do to me." She fucked herself silly to those pictures for 2 weeks, then the guilt settled in, and she texted to tell him they couldn't do anything like that again. His response had been simple. "I'm okay with that. But we have to have April Fools." After an hour of thought, she agreed. Now it was April Fools again, and Malcolm was back. Oh Lord, Jasmine was thinking of some very bad things while he sat there right in front of her. Like now, his first dare of the early afternoon. "What do you want to see me in?" Jasmine asked, blushing under his scrutiny. "Your sexiest outfit," he said. "Something that says you're the hottest mom on the fucking planet." "Language," Jasmine said mildly. "Really? Now?" he asked with a smirk. "Brat," she said, and stuck out her tongue. "You have to phrase it like a dare, or it doesn't count." Malcolm chuckled. "All right. I dare you to go dress like the MILF you are. Be right back." Jasmine tried not to run to her bedroom upstairs, but it was a close thing. She felt giddy, and more than a little sick. This was far more than just a sex back and forth. This was borderline cheating, and given the way she thought hoped the afternoon would go, that would probably be a line that she crossed too. And it wasn't that she hated her husband or her son. Francis was a good husband, sweet and funny and a good father. Yeah, maybe he took her good looks for granted and their sex had become stale, but that was just as much on her as it was him. She could have told him some fantasies and he would have acted them out for her. Similarly, Loren was a good son. He knew his friends liked to look at his hot mom and tolerated it with passably good humor. Sure, there was the usual teenage angst, and she wished he was pulling better grades in college, but he was, at his core, as kind a man as his father. This would be nearly as much a betrayal to him as it would be to Francis Dodd if they found out. Jasmine dug through her closet, looking for just the right outfit. A gown was far too formal. A nightie too informal, though it definitely went into her mental maybe pile. Her little black cocktail dress? Closer to the mark. Jasmine's hand rested on it, then moved across the fabric of a red dress she bought for a cruise. The thin shoulder straps could barely keep her breasts in check, and the hem came to just above her knees. Combine it with some heels and, yeah? That was it. She changed in a hurry, waves of heat pulsing through her. Her pussy begged for attention, but she couldn't give it any, lest she call Malcolm up to the bedroom and tell him to pound her into the mattress right there, and then. No, she wanted to play this game a while longer, and maybe pull herself back from the edge, yeah? Right. Jasmine spent a few moments tousling her dark brown hair, kissed at herself in the mirror, and opened up the cabinet to dig out some condoms. But where would she hide them? She didn't want to seem too desperate. Besides, Jasmine wasn't going to fuck Malcolm. She wasn't. She was going to tease him and give him a show and maybe he'd give her one, and that would be it. And maybe they'd do some petting. Some serious petting. The fact that Jasmine wanted her son's best friends come deep inside her warm wet cunt was barely a thought in her mind. Her warm, wet, unprotected cunt, she swallowed. Oh God, what am I doing? Jasmine whispered to herself in the mirror. You're going to let a barely legal stud seduce you then fuck your brains out, that's what. She moaned deep in her throat and pushed away from the bathroom counter to head downstairs, where Malcolm was still languishing on her couch. At the sight of her, he uncrossed his legs and leaned forward. Oh wow, he said. Never in a million years, huh? Jasmine asked. Why yeah, he said, suddenly a shadow of his cocky self. Fuck, Mrs. Taylor, I thought it might be a little too revealing, she said, and pressed her elbows against the sides of her breasts as she bent over. It's not, is it? Nerk. Malcolm cleared his throat. I mean, no. It's great. Well, you used up your one dare this year. I wonder what I should ask for mine. Malcolm stared at her chest blankly for a few full seconds before he blinked and looked up. Wait. One dare? What? Jasmine came to the couch and sat beside him. His hand went to her thigh and she moved it to her knee instead. Yes. One dare. That's all you get. So now I need to think of a proper dare for you. Something fun. Wait. We never agreed to just one dare. She laughed and patted his hand. If it moved slightly up her leg, she pretended not to notice. I got you. April Fools. God, I love you and I hate you all at once. I know the feeling. But it's still my turn, Jasmine said. Her eyes flicked to his groin. A tent was quickly forming in his khaki shorts again. HM. I dare you to watch a movie with me. Jasmine could have laughed as his expression broke. A movie, he sighed. Well, okay. I wasn't done yet. Jasmine scooted away from him towards the edge of the couch and patted the seat beside her. I dare you to watch a movie with me with your head on my lap. Malcolm brightened considerably. Okay. Yeah. Sure. She laughed and grabbed the remote. I'll even let you choose the movie. He scooted over and took the remote from her. It didn't take him long to find a movie, zeroing in on a raunchy 2000s romantic comedy starring Leah Banner as a hot single mom. Jasmine said as the movie started and he put aside the remote. I wonder why you picked this one. Because, Malcolm said, twisting onto his side and resting his head on her thigh. She's the second most fuckable mom I've ever seen. Oh, and who's the first? Malcolm turned his head and kissed her thigh through the thin fabric of her dress. You have to know the answer to that one. Tell me, Jasmine said, resting a hand on his side. All right. There's no woman in this world I want more than you. She swallowed and stroked his abs under his shirt. Someone as charming as you, you could have anyone. I had everyone else I wanted, Malcolm said. On screen, the intro showed quick flashes of Chicago, but neither of them was paying a bit of attention. His hand brushed hers, took it, moved it to his hip. Mrs. Berkeley. Mrs. Malone. Her breathing picked up rapidly. She knew those names. Knew that they were MILFs just like her. Ms. Connors. Lindsay Connors? Jasmine whispered, her thighs parting with a rush of liquid heat. Lindsay Connors was the high school science teacher, an incredibly attractive woman in her early 30s.
Yes. I play tennis with her.
Jasmine's hand moved down closer to the bulge in his shorts. She never mentioned it. She wouldn't. Probably afraid of losing her job. I fucked her bent over her desk when she had a free hour, and I was supposed to be going to the bathroom. I had to gag her with her own panties, she was so loud. Malcolm chuckled. I just turned 18 2 days before that. A birthday present to myself. He twisted and looked up at Jasmine, and the motion had the effect of bringing his cock within a half inch of her hand. She raised it, trembling, as he stared her in the eyes. Some college girls and a professor too, but they're not the same as a hot mom. And you're the last one I want. The hottest one. The one I've been fantasizing about for so long. What do you want from me, Malcolm? Jasmine asked, faint with the need burning inside her. Because this can't be a relationship. I don't want it to be. His eyes sparkled. I don't want to wreck your marriage. But I want this hot MILF cundash. She moaned softly at the filthy word coming from his mouth, the boy who used to be so afraid of cursing around her. Wet and ready for me anytime you know I'm coming home. And when I'm not here, when you need it so bad you can't take it anymore, I want you driving over and visiting me at college so I can show you off to my friends before I take you back to my apartment and fuck you ragged. Why would I do any of that? She whispered, knowing she would burn for him the rest of her life. She never wanted anything more in that moment than this fantasy. He took her hand in his. For the same reason all of them wanted it. Was it his hand or hers that went to his bulge? She could lie and pretend it was his, but she had to know. Had to feel him and find out. Oh. My. God. Jasmine whimpered as she gripped his thick, hard cock. He twisted his head, not towards the movie, but towards her breast, and she thrust out her chest without thinking about it, her hard nipple grazing against his lips. So I'm going to dare you to give over all your dares to me. Malcolm said. He parted his lips and brought hem to her nipple through the fabric, his cock jumping when he made contact. Against her breast, his voice was a soft caress. Not just today, but for all time. Jasmine stroked his cock, her breasts coming so hard her chest rose and fell with them. When I dare you to send me a picture of these tits or this pussy, I want you to do it immediately. He nuzzled the fabric of her dress and sucked her tit again through it. She moved a free hand absently to the strap, already tugging it down even as her mind gibbered at her that she was about to cheat, that this was a line she could never uncross. When I come home and dare you to put on a bikini so I can fuck you by the pool, you'll only ask me if you should wear a one piece or two. With the image of him behind her in one of the lounge chairs firmly imprinting itself into her mind, Jasmine pulled the fabric away from her nipple and started in on his zipper at the same time. What else? She panted. He thought about that and sucked her tit into his mouth. Crackling heat shot through her, and she shivered with need. He sensed it and sucked harder before abruptly popping away from her nipple. Her tit glistened, the image forever indelibly the one she would start her fantasies of this day to. When Francis is out back barbecuing, he said. I want to take you upstairs and fuck you on your bed. I want him to suspect. I want him to hear just enough he knows who's giving it to you so good. She shivered again, thinking about it, the young man plowing into her with her legs kicking in midair as Francis obliviously cooked away outside, maybe now and then hearing his wife pant or curse or wondering what the rhythmic thumping was. If she turned on the washing machine. Fuck. She whimpered. But I love him, I'm not asking you not to. Malcolm said as she managed to get his shorts down far enough that his fat, long cock sprang out. His tip glistened as much as her tit and she licked her lips, wanting to get her mouth on it. I don't care if you sleep with him or save it for me. But I want you on demand. You are mine first, his second. That's your first dare. I never accepted. She said, grasping his cock loosely and stroking him. But she knew the truth. She wanted this as badly as Malcolm did. Then I dare you to say yes. Malcolm said, and hungrily devoured her nipple again, the heat inside her built to a roar. She clenched her teeth as the pleasure hit her hard. Barely had Malcolm begun to touch her, but the first orgasm hit Jasmine anyways, her mouth opening, her eyes going half-lidded. Yes. Jasmine whined, both to the orgasm and the proposal. His. Forever Malcolm's. She jacked him harder as he sucked at her breast. She only stopped to spit into her palm. Not that he needed much lubrication. His tip gleamed with his desire for her and provided plenty. Christ, he was big, maybe twice the size of Francis and at least again as thick. Shaven too, a look she had never seen on a guy in person. She liked it. No hair to get in the way of what she wanted to do later. Oh God, the thought of Malcolm shooting into her mouth nearly brought her to the edge again. She was going to come so many times that day. His hips met her fist. Thrusting up at her, he moaned around her nipple and sucked harder. He broke away and growled. I dare you to unlock your phone and give it to me. Her feverish mind told her this was a bad idea. Or was it the best idea? Jasmine didn't know which and was too turned on to care. She picked up the phone, punched in her passcode, and handed it to him.
He raised it over his head and took a picture as he started sucking on her tit again. Click, click, click. Then he turned so he could see her jacking him off and got a picture of that too. He pushed up off the couch, and Jasmine moaned in need. He hurried right back to her, the phone in hand, jerking his own cock while he took a picture of her with her tit bared, her cheeks flushed, and her lips parted. Her hands took him again and jerked him harder, faster. Click, click, click. There would be no mistaking her for anyone else if those got out. She didn't care. She wanted more. She wanted him to do every filthy fucking thing he desired. She would give him everything. Everything. If Francis or Lorraine walked in that door right then, she'd still jerk Malcolm off. She was desperate for this, her whole body thrumming with black desire, and she nearly cried out for joy when he grunted. I'm close. I want to come all over your tits. She hurried down the other strap on the dress and jacked him against her nipple, her mouth parted wide, her mind floating on a thousand embers of wicked desire. He gritted his teeth and aimed the phone, snapping picture after picture as he started to come, great big gobs of him streaking her tits, her nipples, her chest. She let him go and grab at her own tits, rocking back against the couch at the feel of the warmth of him. Her son's best friend's come. Holy fuck, this was wrong. This was wrong. This was so fucking wrong. Then he was moving too, dropping the phone beside her before falling to his knees and yanking her dress up. Jasmine spread her thighs wide for him. He grabbed her flimsy excuse for panties and ripped them away from her, pocketing the material and driving his tongue between her slick, thick folds. Oh, that's fucking delicious. He moaned. Oh God. Jasmine whimpered, reaching both for her phone and her mound. You're doing this, you're eating my pussy. The hand going to her phone clapped to her mouth instead. Malcolm took another long lap of her liquid warmth and stared up at her. I dare you to swear as much as you want. It's a turn on, Mrs. Taylor. She dropped the hand. I think you can call me Jasmine now that we're fucking.
She blushed furiously with the last word, but it didn't stop her from picking up the phone and aiming the camera back at him again. He grinned.
All right. Jasmine, be as dirty a MILF as you want to be. Because I'm going to say things like, oh, I love licking this mommy pussy. Oh, fuck.
Jasmine breathed. She stroked his head while he relished her soaking folds. The camera in hand, she set it to video mode and recorded Malcolm giving her long, deep licks. His tongue curled at the end of each one. His hands pressed to her thighs, then moved to her mound, rubbing her in slow pushes towards the thin, trimmed strip of dark hair leading to her clit. This he mostly ignored for the moment, his eyes locked on hers as he savored her. Malcolm drove her right to the edge like that, tonguing her almost languidly, a knowing smirk on his face.
Don't tease.
She whimpered that he came away from her pussy and breathed against it.
My dares, remember? I'm in control. Malcolm!
He chuckled and brought his mouth back to her pussy, sucking and slurping on her. His eyes squeezed shut with pleasure, and she realized he was stroking himself again. God, the stamina and recovery of the young. She almost forgot about that. The thought of that big cock pounding her over and over and over again nearly drove her there. Her free hand went to her clit, and she started rubbing before he nudged it aside. His face turned serious, and up his tongue came right to her button. She screamed. She actually screamed.
Fuck! Oh fuck! Lick it! Please lick it!
Malcolm lost his playfulness and lashed her clit with his tongue. He brought four fingers to her soaked folds and pushed them in, filling her completely. Jasmine arched her back and lifted her butt off the couch, her legs kicking out. Pleasure washed over her as he pumped the fingers in and out and licked and slurped at her clit. On the video later she realized she made no sound for nearly a minute, just the noise of thrashing as she crested another orgasm, or was it two or three? She didn't know. But she knew she came and came and came, thought fleeing her replaced only by need. She blacked out for just a moment, coming to as Malcolm kissed her hungrily, his lips and chin wet with her juices. She wrapped shaking arms around him, crying from the enormity of that release, and he was guiding her onto her back, his hand at her pussy still, fingers sawing in and out of her. She thought he was going to fuck her then, but no, he was intent on making her come again as he kissed her over and over again. She felt like a teenager, the way she couldn't control her tongue and the way he jammed his into her mouth, taking her with ferocious, eager young need. She felt his cock against her leg and rubbed it instinctually, as much as she could. He humped her right back, his need evident in his harsh breaths, the frantic way his lips moved against hers. It was that wantonness in him that made her come again, a tiny blip on the radar compared to the massive one she just experienced, but still wrenching a sob of pleasure out of her. Malcolm moved, and Jasmine thought,
this is it, this is when he fucks me, oh thank God.
But no. Malcolm slid off the couch, panting and jerking his cock, staring at her in what looked like frustration. He shot for the end of the couch and grabbed Jasmine under the armpits, dragging her forcefully, and wasn't that a turn on too? Up and over the armrest so her head was tilted down and her butt barely balanced on the couch cushion. Upside down like that, she stared as he brought his cock to her lips and plunged it in.
Suck my cock, Mrs. Taylor.
He growled.
Take that fucking dick down your throat.
Her whimper of acknowledgement was cut off when he shoved that big fucking horse dick down her mouth so far he hit her throat and kept going. His hands went to her big tits and squeezed, just as rough as his mouth fucking. She was his plaything now and Jasmine fucking loved it, loved that she was choking on him, loved the rough way he pinched and pulled at her nipples. Not so much as to make her really hurt, but enough pain mixed in with the pleasure to make her feel used, the way she wanted. Her legs kicked up and down like she was riding a bicycle as he slid back and forth, giving her just enough time to draw a breath before he was fucking her throat again.
His huge balls slapped against her with every thrust.
Ah fuck," Malcolm moaned.
"That's what I've wanted for so fucking long, you hot mommy slut." Somehow mommy felt more degrading than slut, and well, Jasmine liked it. She moaned and a hand went to her pussy. She fingered herself to the thrust of his cock, wishing he was fucking her but delirious from the experience.
"URK,"
she gasped against him when she could. "URK. URK. URK. Do you like being called a mommy slut?" he asked her, and squeezed one of her tits. One irk for yes, two irks for no. She hesitated, then he drove his cock into her throat again and pulled back.
"I didn't catch that.
Irk. Fuck." he grunted happily. "Suck my cock then, mommy slut." She arched her back, fingers deep inside her cunt, and he drove his dick in and out of her throat. Her other hand came around his ass and pulled at him with frantic need. "Come in my mouth now and fuck me," she wanted to shout .as if he heard her. He jerked out of her mouth and his hand shot to his cock. He jacked it as he studied her again, then growled. "Get on your knees and suck me now. Then I'm going to come all over your face." She coughed and gasped. "Get it on camera. I want to watch that. Goddamn, Jasmine, you are fucking incredible." She grinned and slid off the couch to kneel as he went for the phone again.
"I know."
This time she did the work while he filmed. She stared up at him and devoured his cock, bobbing her head up and down him eagerly as he told her what a good filthy slut she was. Her hand went between her thighs and she kept right on fingering herself as he used her. It was already the hottest sex of her life by a wide margin, and he still had yet to actually fuck her. Just being used like this was enough to set her off again, and she quaked on her fingers as he lodged his dick deep in her throat, getting a shot of her mouth nearly to his root. Her favorite though was one of her pulling off him completely and sucking on one of his balls. Her eyes were wide open in an almost innocent gaze as she slurped and sucked on his testicle. She could forever remember what she was thinking in that moment, an amused. "I'm sucking on my son's best friend's balls." It wasn't long after that he started to buck into her mouth, his control slipping. He gripped her hair and shoved her down harder and faster on his dick as she moaned and played with her wet, puffy folds. She heard the distinct chime of the phone switching to record mode and grinned around him.
"I'm close, mommy slut. I dare you to take it all on your face."
He let her go and she pulled off him, gasping.
"Yes, do it, come on my face, Malcolm, I'm yours.
Mine." He agreed with a dark growl to his voice, and then he was coming again. Dear God, there was nearly as much of him as the first time. He kept hitting her with glob after glob of warmth, her eyes closed, a huge smile on her face. Her forehead, her cheeks, her eyelids, her lips, they were all coated, and when he finally finished, she dove back on his cock again, cleaning him with her tongue as he softened. Malcolm ended the recording and gasped.
"Fuck, oh fuck. This is incredible."
Jasmine pulled off him and kissed his tip. "As good as you dreamed about?
So much better.
This isn't bullshit, Jasmine. You're the best fuck I've ever had. I love you. I mean that in every way you think I do. I don't want you to leave him, but you need to know I'm always going to want you. Even when I'm old and you're just in your 30s.
He leaned down and ran a finger through one of the streaks of cum. When he fed it to her, he said with soft intensity.
"Always. There will be other women, but you've always been number one, and you always will be."
She smiled up at him and lovingly stroked his ass.
"Take me to bed."
He did, guiding her up to her feet and walking her up the stairs. He stripped her at the doorway, taking in every inch of her with boyish wonder. As experienced as he was, boobs and a nice ass were still magic to him, and she laughed giddily at his expression. They cleaned up in the master bathroom, taking a moment to recover. Once Jasmine cleaned her face and he rubbed down his cock, he was on her again, standing behind her, cupping her tits and staring at her in the mirror. They got a couple pictures like that, including one spectacular one of Jasmine looking over her shoulder and him kissing her with a hand on her tit and the other at her sex. They walked out of the bathroom, and Jasmine was just starting to say something when Malcolm took control, hands on her waist. He was behind her and pushed her to the bed none too gently. She looked over her shoulder, and his eyes were locked on her ass. She knelt on the bed on all fours and wiggled it at him.
"Jesus Christ," he said faintly. "There are girls my age that don't have an ass that tight."
He dropped, gripping her cheeks, and drove his mouth to her cleft. She gasped, still looking over her shoulder. Was he going to?
"Oh my God!"
Jasmine whimpered as his tongue slid across her bud. No one had ever done this to her. But Malcolm did, and he did it with just as much fervor as his face fucking minutes ago. Like it was a cock, her son's best friend drove his tongue into her ass, and she rocked back against him to get even more of it inside her. She brought a hand to her pussy again, her palm against her clit, and rubbing as he tongued her.
Oh, this is dirty, lick my ass, lick my fucking ass.
This was so wild. Malcolm was so fast to take what he wanted and she loved it. She finally looked away, eyelids fluttering. On her nightstand was a picture of her and Francis together at their wedding. She blushed and looked down at the bedding instead as the young man half her husband's age speared her bud with his tongue. He pulled away and something replaced his tongue. His thumb. Jasmine's head shot up and back so hard she felt her neck pop as his thumb slid inside her ass. Her fingers pushed into her pussy to meet his exploratory thrusts, and she had never felt so full. Malcolm's lips brushed her ass, his breathing hot and heavy too, and he kissed it while he fingered her, while he did this incredibly naughty thing to her.
"Dirty, it's so dirty,"
she whimpered.
"Tell me you don't like it and I stop,"
he said.
"But tell me you do and I'm going to want to fuck this ass someday soon, Jasmine." and in an NGH and in an NGH. She moaned, rocking back harder.
I like it, oh God, I dare you to let me fuck your ass then, anytime I want, anywhere I want. He said, his voice low and husky with need.
Yes, it's yours, my ass, my mouth, my pussy, they're yours, and Malcolm.
Jasmine exploded again in no time. The orgasm hit her nearly as hard as the ones downstairs. Her already trembling body fell forward and she cried out.
And Malcolm!
There was another moment of blackness when all she could register was him guiding her further up the bed, still on her stomach. She gurgled her pleasure, and he chuckled darkly. Then she felt something press against her sex and she came up out of it, head arching back again as his cock had pressed to her lips. Her son's friend, no, her lover. Her new addiction, not a teenager but the man she burned for, pushed inside her.
Fuh, yuck!
She cried out, oh God, the pleasure. Was it all that first orgasm or a few stretched out? She didn't know, and she was too delirious to care. Malcolm pinned her to the bed, his hips thrusting up into her so hard they were pushing up towards the pillows. His lips found her shoulder, her neck, and he sucked and marked her as his. She reached a shaking hand up towards the pillows and clutched at the fabric of the comforter as he pounded into her pussy, spreading her so wide she knew she would ache for days when the debaucherous day was done. And oh fuck, she loved it.
Are you coming for me again, mommy slut?
He asked her, his lips somewhere close to her ear.
Uh-huh?
She whimpered, fingers trembling as she crushed the fabric.
Are you coming all over this big fat dick?
Yes.
I dare you to tell me you love this dick.
I love your dick.
She wailed.
I love it so fucking much.
Never.
Stop.
Fucking.
Me.
He fucked her even harder still, pulling back just far enough he could grab a handful of her dark hair and yank it back. She came with it, orgasming as he lifted her up off the bed, her tits jiggling with his every hard thrust. His arm roped around her under her breasts, and his hips slammed against her ass.
I dare you to be mine, Jasmine. I dare you to tell it to me. I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours.
I dare why you.
I dare you to tell me you love me. Like I love you.
She twisted as much as she could, her hair falling across her face, eyes nearly closed from the whirlwind of sensations inside her. But despite the pleasure, her mind was perfectly clear for the briefest of moments as she gasped.
I love you, Malcolm. I'll always be yours.
He pulled out of her, and she whimpered for him to put it back inside her, but he had other ideas. Malcolm turned her around and guided her onto her back, his dick in his hand against her sex.
If I put this back inside you, he croaked, I'm going to want to come. I'm close. I'm so fucking close, and you're perfection.
She licked her lips.
Dare me.
What?
Dare me to take your cock inside me. To feel it. Are you safe?
Clean.
But I'm not on the pill.
He shivered, and his voice was so low it was almost a whisper.
I dare you. Take my cock. Take my cum. Feel it inside you.
Yes.
She hissed, and moved his hands to take him herself and guide him to her entrance. Then he was inside her, his eyes rolling back. She coiled her legs around him as he began to thrust again, just as hard as before but with a strange look to his eyes.
Devotion.
Love.
She wrapped her hands around his neck and he dropped his lips to her shoulder, kissing her as he thrust harder. Only at the end did he slow, his words hot against her neck.
Oh, Jesus, I finally got to have you, I'm yours.
Jasmine whimpered, and he came. They rested together on the bed a long time afterwards, Malcolm nearly falling asleep as he stroked her side. Neither of them spoke for a long while. There were some tears on her part until she reached across him and folded the picture of Francis down.
I mean it. I want to be first in your life, but I'm not expecting you to get divorced or something.
She nodded.
I have to admit, the idea of sneaking around behind him is hot. I hate that it turns me on, but yeah? Nothing about this is right. But I do love you, Jasmine.
I love you too.
She sighed.
But I suppose I'd better start some laundry and clean the couch before he comes home. He doesn't deserve us rubbing his face in it.
I agree.
Fuck, I wanted to take your ass today.
She laughed.
Something to look forward to for both of us. Besides, I need to buy some plugs before I can fit that thing inside me.
Jesus, Malcolm.
Thanks.
He cocked an eyebrow, grinning, and for just a moment, she was reminded of the teenager he once was.
Bigger than him?
Oh God.
She said, and reached for a pillow to cover her face. Under it, she added,
twice as big.
And way thicker.
He laughed and reached down to finger her cunt.
Can't imagine what he'll think next time he tries to take this.
It'll be interesting.
She finally moved the pillow away and studied him. She knew it was over for her and Francis, and that broke her heart more than a little, but she knew who and what she wanted. Maybe not a traditional relationship with the young stud, but she was going to be desperate for that cock every chance she could get it. Jasmine wasn't about to tell him that though. Or at least, she didn't intend on it.
If I left him, I'd want other women,
Malcolm said, just as softly.
And I'm unreasonably selfish. If we were together, the only cock inside you I would want is mine. I'm not going to apologize for that.
She nodded.
I'm going to take my time. Think it over. I might want to be with a woman you bring home too. If that's something you think you want.
His eyes lit up.
Fuck yes. Mrs. Berkeley and Miss Taylor both want you, by the way. I told them what I planned on doing to you and they went wild. Let's hook up with them sometime when I come home. God, I'm going to fantasize about that every waking moment.
Jasmine leaned over and kissed him.
He kissed her back, and it was strange and gentle and so very sweet. Well, right up to the point where he got her on her back again, his hardening cock against her stomach. They fucked one more time, and it was a fucking. He had her legs up to her chest, and she panted a string of fantasies to him, things she wanted to try but was too nervous to ask Francis for. He agreed to all of them, and added one of his own, telling her he wanted to see her on her knees between him and his roommates, sucking their cocks. But only he would get to fuck her. They could watch, but her pussy was his and his alone. That set her off, and with the clock ticking, he jerked out and fucked her tits, coming across her face again at the last. They hurried to clean up after that, running the bedding through the wash and wiping down the couch. She touched up her makeup and covered up the hickey on her neck. The smell of sex hung heavy in the air, so they opened up all the windows and the doors. Francis came home, cheerful and happy to find Malcolm there. He even offered to have Malcolm stay for dinner, which made Jasmine nearly burst out laughing. Malcolm begged off with a smile, and as Francis went into the kitchen to grab a beer, Malcolm grabbed his wife's ass and leaned in to whisper in her ear. I dare you to take every inch of me in this ass next time.
What was that?
Francis called. Just making plans for the next time we meet up.
Good to see you, Francis.
To Jasmine, he said with a wink.
Happy April Fools.
You too.
Malcolm walked out of there sore and unbelievably happy. In his car, he allowed himself a boyish moment of victory, pumping his fist. The hottest woman in the world hadn't just let him fuck her, he expected that for over a year, but actually loved him. Was thinking of leaving her husband for him. Jesus. What a day. But it wasn't over yet. He dialed a number, and the young man on the other end picked up on the first ring.
Hello?
Loren said.
No April Fool's prank here.
But I win, bitch.
Loren let out a groan as theatrical as it was long.
Fuyuyuyuyuyuyuyuk. I knew it. I knew it would be this stupid fucking day. Malcolm cackled wildly.
Holy shit, dude. I'm not going to get into the specifics, but it went way better than I ever could have fantasized. God damn it. I'm this close to banging your mom. Spring break, maybe?
Loren gave an irritated grunt, then added.
All right, I'll send on your $100.
Well played.
Yeah, keep it.
Call it an apology. I might have just blown up your parents' marriage.
Silence, then a sputtered.
What?
Yeah, sorry. But dude, your mom's in love with me.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Loren said.
Then?
Really? Want to up the bet? Malcolm asked. $1,000 to whoever marries the other guy's mom first? I'd say we should bet on who knocks up the other one's mom first, but I just pretty much got that one in the bag.
Aw, man.
Loren said and hung up. The end. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. The Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions, which opens up bonus content.